After falling sharply for a couple of days, oil prices reversed course and shot up overnight. That's on news of an explosion and fire on a major pipeline in northern Minnesota. Fire's out now, but it's a reminder of just how quickly supplies can be disrupted. Mark Zdechlik of Minnesota Public Radio has more.
A spokesman for Toronto-based Enbridge Energy says repairs were being made on the pipeline that carries crude oil from Saskatchewan to the Chicago area when fumes apparently escaped, igniting the fire. Two people working on the pipeline were killed. The fire burned itself out this morning, but thick black smoke forced the evacuation of nearby residents. Clearbrook, Minnesota Mayor Mike Gibeau says he expects to meet with pipeline company officials today.
Everybody was kind of shocked yesterday, but I think everybody realizes, you know, things like this can happen. And I know Enbridge has been great. They'll be here. I know they've been calling in at the Piper's Inn, our motel in town, getting rooms. So they'll be here today, and I know they'll take care of everything.
Enbridge Energy says crews are putting foam on the remaining oil so it does not reignite. The pipeline that leaked and three others were shut down. Enbridge says two of the lines were restarted this morning. Another will be inspected and brought back into service if it's safe. However, Enbridge says the line that caught fire will likely be out for some time. For NPR News, I'm Mark Zdechlik in St. Paul.